go to item 1113.
Assess property for sidewalk repair for the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Sherry Matias from the Auditor's Office.
Lee Munson from Peabot Sidewalk Repair.
Mike Zeller, I'm a sidewalk inspector in maintenance operations.
And this ordinance is for sidewalk repair on property that is required by the city. I received one remonstrance for this proposed assessment, which has been removed from this ordinance.
Wow.
Okay. Any additional comments? Okay, then we'll see if there's anybody here that wishes to testify on this. Item 1113, anybody signed up?
Yes, we have two people, Kristen Riggs and Velachev. Karolu, I believe is the name. Vlachislav.
Okay. Ms. Riggs. Welcome. And you just need to give us your name, and then you have each have 3 minutes to testify.
Hi, my name is Kristen Riggs, and I'm here in representative of the ownership for 1825 North Rosa Parks Apartments, LLC. We received the notification for the sidewalk assessment on Friday, and our ability to submit by the 16th last Tuesday is why I'm here today. So we're actually already replacing the sidewalk and just wanted to make a point to have these additional fees and our inclusion removed.
Are you filing a remonstrance today?
Yes, I'm filing a remonstrance.
Your basis is that you're telling us that you got notice after the cutoff date for filing remonstrances?
Correct. And we've already filed a building permit that will be replacing the sidewalk.
And have you asked the auditor's office to remove you from the list?
That wasn't a part of the instruction, so
they're here today,
could contact them, yes.
The other party that filed the remonstrance has been removed. Could you take a moment and just confer with
Absolutely.
Them? Because we'll be guided by what they tell us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Vyacheslav. Last name is Karhu, and I'm a property owner for 5800 Northeast Columbia. I believe, the sidewalk was repaired, but it doesn't need a repair. And if you look at this picture, there's nothing wrong with it. And if you go 10 blocks down the street on the same road, there is no sidewalks. And there is a bus station and there's people there. There's no buses goes on my street. And why channel city resources on something unnecessary when these resources can be channeled tracking down the people who set this building on fire? At the same time, there's a neighbor's building on fire was set. 2 blocks down, there's another building was set on fire. Junkyard was set on fire. And yet, city of Portland looking for this mosquito somewhere, somehow. Thank you.
This is on Northeast Columbia, you said?
Northeast Columbia, yes.
Okay.
And we're dealing with the squatters, and we call the police, and then they don't even show up. I come to my property, and they're shooting dope, and nobody's doing nothing about it. Let me ask you a straightforward question for you, please. Why are we paying taxes?
Okay. Sir, did you file a remonstrance?
What is a remonstrance?
Did you object when you got the notice of the assessment?
To whom?
Well, whatever the document. Did you get a document in the mail telling you?
I got the document. It needs to be repaired. Next thing I know, they did the job, and that's it. And I got the bill right here. So, okay. And I got the picture showing this sidewalk perfectly fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a little part that was damaged. I'm okay to pay for that, but why fix it if it's not broken?
So I think we should take that as another remonstrance.
Okay.
Bring the staff back.
This is a non-emergency, right?
Yes.
How many total assessments are included in this particular ordinance?
This one has, I believe, 100.
Okay, so we've had two people who have testified who I guess the council will treat as a remonstrance. What is your recommendation?
I recommend that we take these two out and we pass the rest to second reading.
Well, I would concur in that judgment.
Okay.
I am concerned, though, if the notices didn't have enough time for people to respond. I know sometimes I don't open my mail for a week. Is there a flaw in the process that people have not been given a few weeks in order to do a remonstrance?
The process has stayed the same for quite a while. They do have, 8 days once they receive the notice to send in a remonstrance.
Commissioner, I would like you to look into this because this is starting to happen with increasing frequency, and that, as I say, you know, I often don't have time to look at the mail once a week, and then by the time you've mailed it back.
Okay.
So I think that's a problem.
We're looking at this larger issue.
Those dates and times are set in code, so this code would have to change.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yep, we can.
Yeah, we'll definitely look at that.
Thank you.
Okay, so do we need to make an amendment to formally remove those two properties?
Yes, I will produce an amendment to the assessment ordinance, yes, and file it with council clerk.
Okay.
And I'm just concerned, though, that these two testifiers took time off work and were able to get here, you know, again, with fairly limited amount of time. In the 102 properties, there may be others who are still kind of lagging behind. Is there a way to extend it out or allow for other objections to come in later?
Well, Commissioner, one thing I just want to note is we're talking about billing people for sidewalk repairs that have already been done. So people have had actual notice that they've been assessed, they've been identified, the work has been done, they've gotten a bill, then they now have a chance to have an objection to the bill.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that's different than being first advised that you may have a problem with the sidewalk. I'd also be interested in making sure we give people adequate time to object at that point. But according to this item, it says assess property for sidewalk repair. So the work has been done. Now the question is whether people object to either the quality of the work or to the cost of the work. But they've already had notice that the work has been done unless they're an absentee owner. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And now they told how much it's going to cost?
Peabody
they're
does.
Told in the original
yeah.
notice, because I got one once,
yes.
and they're told
yes.
what the city's costs will be if the city goes ahead and does the work.
Correct.
But that includes, well, the estimates for the cost of the repair, the permit fee, and the auditor charges 7 or 10% on top of that. So that's all.
If I could just note that given the notice that I once received that gave me the option of either doing the work myself or paying the city to do it, it was not a close call. So my neighbors and I got together. We hired a private contractor, and we did it at a fraction of the cost that the city was going to do it. Well, not a fraction, but a significantly reduced amount. The notice clearly said if we didn't do that, then the default was the city would go ahead and do the work and bill us.
Thank you. That's helpful clarification. Not having a sidewalk outside my home, I unfortunately am not in the same category.
Okay, so this moves on to a second reading, and the two properties owners that testified today will be considered remonstrances and removed from this
yes.
assessment for the time being. Okay.
Do we need
Thank
to do
you.
A motion? Do we need a motion for that, to remove those properties?
For the remonstrance?
Yes.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so
I second your motion, President.
Okay. I just made the motion, and it was seconded by Commissioner Fritz, and we will vote on that motion. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Okay, thank you very much. And then...